Om Shanti. Good morning. This is the slogan of the 15th of June. Remain constantly unshakable with awareness of nothing new, and you will continue to dance in happiness. One of the aspects of Gyan, aspects of truth that Baba has been emphasizing from the very beginning is the aspect of the drama and the various scenes in the drama that are unpredictable and with huge variety and unexpected, and Baba has not given permission for any of these scenes that unfold in front of everyone constantly to have any feelings based on them. Because when Baba speaks about being a detached observer, or for any other aspect of truth, he always sees and expects us also to see and experience the absolute, the 100%. So he doesn't give permission to sometimes have some reactions, some feelings based on the scenes in the drama. And this aspect of being the detached observer, like any other aspect of Gyan, is an experience of eternity. For eternity, we can be discovering the greatness and the power and the beauty of being a detached observer. And so our journey is to experiment with these points of knowledge that Baba keeps reminding every day. And for being a detached observer, or sometimes Baba says a guest, Baba has given us all understanding, clarity we need to apply it. And this in a very simple way. Baba has explained everything in a very simple way, so that all intellects of billions of Tamopratan world can understand and can claim their fortune. So Baba has given us what we need to be the detached observers of the drama. And the first aspect is understanding the drama as drama, really. And in fact, this is a drama that has been watched and we have played our roles in it innumerable times. And of course, like with any aspect of Gyan, it is easy to understand, but to go into the depth of it and see the beauty and the power in it is another work we need to do. And even if we have done it already, we need these reminders. So Baba says this is an eternal drama, an eternal game, play. These are the words that Baba is using. But the thing we should see here is that when Baba comes in this drama, the actors of light, these subtle beings that are so different from the costumes that they use within the drama and the roles that are within the souls, have completely identified. And so they think that they're the costume and they feel like the personality of the role. And so whatever Baba says, it goes through this personality. So any aspect of knowledge is filtered through this personality. And perhaps the difficulty is how to go beyond this personality and listen to Baba and understand Baba as the original self, the soul who is clean without traces from the personality. So how can we really listen to this aspect that the whole physical world is a game and we are eternal actors, and that everything that has been happening from the beginning until the end of the drama is nothing new. It is a drama. It is a lifeless cartoon, as Baba has described this play. And the tests of Maya, their paper tigers. And if we understand from where Baba comes and what he really means, then it is possible and it is actually even easy to remain constantly unshakable. Baba likes this word, constantly unshakable. And we can use perhaps this analogy of someone who has watched a film many, many times without being lost and without giving life to the lifeless film and without creating feelings that Baba refers to as corporeal feelings when it comes to the actors, to the souls within the unlimited drama. So, if we take this example of someone who goes to see this film, to start with, he's very clear without any effort of who he is and his home and his family and his reality, and that there is an entertainment in front of him that is lifeless and nothing is happening there. And if clarity is there, he is constantly himself and unshakable from the scenes that unfold, especially if he has seen this film many times. There are less chances to create feelings why an earthquake happens in the story or why someone behaves in a wrong way. It would be actually bizarre or very strange to see this person being disturbed from the entertainment and missing out from his reality, especially if his reality is the reality of the children of Baba, the family of Baba. The whole world is the family of Baba. Everyone is a soul and everyone is originally good and originally pure. So if we forget ourselves and our reality, and that God himself is our companion, and that we are loved by God, and we are destined to be full and content and happy and full of love, because this is the nature of the actors. So if we forget all of this, such an elevated reality, for the sake of the entertainment and give life to the entertainment, but in the wrong way, thinking that this is reality, then how can one be fortunate? How can one remain happy? Because if there is any happiness in this stage of having forgetting what is what, then that happiness would come from the drama, from the illusion. And of course, the drama is meant for constant changes in order to be entertaining. So happiness very soon will be replaced by another feeling. But all these feelings that Baba calls corporeal, whether happiness or sorrow, are not based on clarity and truth, are based in the confusion that the drama is reality. So for Baba, it's easy. That's why he says it is easy, Raja Yoga. But when we see from where he sees, for Baba, his world is the eternal home and his family is the eternal stars that are originally pure. And if we come where Baba is, and if the starting point is Baba's world, our home, and see our presence here in this physical world as a visit to this very colorful and very big stage right now with such variety and such huge expansion. If we see this perspective of Baba and we keep remembering it while on the stage, then it is possible for this fully conscious, invisible actors to remain, we can say, just naturally and constantly stable. It wouldn't be an effort. Just by being clear, you know who you are, and who you are, it's constant. You are a soul. You are an actor. And the drama is unfolding with all its scenes that are known you, they're eternal, and they have been experienced, have been watched innumerable times. And even if we don't remember what's next, knowing that it's as part of the drama. And knowing the three aspects of time that Baba has described, knowing the beginning, the middle, and the end, and knowing that the soul has gone through them repeatedly, and they're accurate. It's very accurate why some actors experience certain scenes and not others. This is an extra clarity that helps the actors to remain naturally unshakable. If I'm just repeating something, where is the difficulty? I've done it already. And it's fun anyways. It's for fun. We are here as beings of light to enjoy the drama. And the current scenes in the drama, the scenes of Confluence Age, are the most entertaining, together with the most precious in a way. This is the climax of the drama, where God Himself comes to awaken the actors that think that they are their old scent. If the actors remember who they are, that they are these invisible beings of light, then they remain naturally, constantly in tune. We can say, experience their treasures again in a natural way. And of course, the treasure of happiness. And it is this energy that is completely unmixed from the feelings that otherwise could be based on the drama. It is this energy that does magic, unadulterated energy of unadulterated soul consciousness. And Baba hopes to see such soul consciousness. this constant, that is the one that does everything else that Papa is asking us to do. It is this soul consciousness that can have yoga with God. It is such unadulterated, accurate soul consciousness that does the highest karma service and authentic dharana. So another day ahead of us to not only understand, but to practice the 100% soul conscious stage, being this invisible, subtle actor that is like Baba and comes on the stage to observe as a silent presence the variety scenes of the drama that are known you, but because of the experience of the self, that is an endless fountain of divine qualities. These qualities make these scenes to be experienced as something that is new. When the soul is soul conscious, everything is a joy. Although it may be the same place, same people, but then we project the avyakta energy from the unadulterated soul consciousness that makes everything feel new. So another day to experiment being these observers on the stage. It is not the role, the observer. It is the soul observing the role and observing the body, the physical world, as an eternal entertainment. And although everything is the same, it's the same film, but somehow it feels new because the soul is an unlimited being with these divine treasures that always feel like a new experience. Enjoy the journey of easy Raja Yoga. Om Shanti.